Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another podcast. Today's podcast is a Valentine's Day special. It's based on effort and why it's so sexy to be, you know, to put effort into what you do. I've got two amazing guests with me, but before I introduce them, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Denisha September. I am a registered counselor. Do you guys mind introducing yourselves?
I'm Nishat Mangera, and I'm also a registered counselor.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carlos Dolmeda, and I'm also a registered counselor.
I know that was a very odd start to the podcast. It's not what I usually do. But I'm pretty excited about this specific podcast, and I know it's going to be amazing. I think we have so much to share. So with If It Is Sexy, I just sort of want to start off with, you know, what Valentine's Day means to you guys. I think let's start there, because I know it's this one day in the year that everybody celebrates. But I just wanted to get your perspective on what Valentine's Day means to you, as especially as counselors.
So for me, it's a day of, well, not just love, but also a connection with others. It's a day that we find ourselves looking into what is it that we love about ourselves, as well as what we find an attraction with another. And within like a counseling perspective, it's also the day that a lot of people will actually open up about their relationships more. A lot of sessions actually might even be guided by a relationship, because they're like, but this is something that they affect, that's affecting them right at that moment. Either if they're having a Valentine's and not, or even planning, because they're like, they don't know what to do. So even sometimes they get lost and overwhelmed by it.
Yeah. Especially because there's so much like external influence. Like, this is a thing, you know, everybody's celebrating it. But Nishat, what do you think about Valentine's?
I have to agree. Valentine's Day really is about connection. And a lot of the time we actually forget it's about connection, and we make it about all of the external stuff, the flowers and the chocolates. But at the end of the day, when we really get down to the crux of what Valentine's Day is, it's a celebration of love between two people who are connected, regardless of how you are connected, whether you're in a relationship, a romantic relationship, a friendship, with your family. To celebrate the love that you share with each other. I think that's what's really special about Valentine's Day. And sometimes we make it what it's not, but that's okay. You know, we want to be able to celebrate the love that we have. And I think that's what's beautiful about Valentine's Day.
I agree, totally. And I think for many, you know, you might have this idea of Valentine's Day. Like Nishat just mentioned, for some it's about the gifts, it's about the big dramatic, you know, date. And gatherings, but I can imagine, especially, you know, during these unprecedented times where people are sometimes isolated, sometimes not, you know, we're adjusting to this new normal. There's a lot of us out there currently that are basically isolated. You know, we don't have that special somebody to celebrate with. What do you have to say to that? And again, I'm drawing on your counseling experience, because we do deal with, you know, loneliness, especially around this time of the year. It's one of the loneliest days for some people. What advice would you give to somebody who's currently, you know, celebrating by themselves?
Well, I'd like to touch on what Carlos actually mentioned about the love of self. And that in as much as Valentine's Day is about sharing the love that we have with others, we should not forget that it's also about celebrating self-love. And even if you are alone during this time of Valentine's Day and you don't have a person to share this day with, you can share this day with yourself. Take the time to actually spend the day with yourself. Practice self-love and really give yourself an opportunity to enjoy Valentine's Day from a completely different perspective. You know, we're sort of trained from society that Valentine's Day is a specific way. But you know, when you think about it, it can be very isolating, like you said, for people who are alone. But this is the greatest time to really just make time for yourself and practice that self-love, and get to a point where you are being more connected with yourself.
The thing is, you actually brought up such a great point, because also a lot of times within counseling, you also get people that are feeling lonely. And they're like, I don't know what to do. Like, this is a time that we're supposed to share with someone else. And they forget that the someone else can also be themselves, and as well as family and friends.
Yeah, you're right. It's an opportunity for self-awareness and just, yeah, like you guys mentioned, connection with yourself. Another thing I also just wanted to unpack, you know, now that we've covered the bases, I wanted to unpack the idea of relationship. And how it functions, especially in our society. I think as South Africans, we're very unique people. yes, we do. We are influenced somewhat by the world, but we do things a lot differently than others. And I think, like I mentioned before we started this podcast, I mentioned, you know, to my colleagues that us, you know, coming from this millennial era of relationship and how relationships are navigated, we may have a very patriarchal view towards relationship. You know, it's always the one above the other. You know, if you have a breadwinner in the family, they, you know, do certain things. So we play different roles within relationships, and that plays into effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now you know that effort is not necessarily a group thing. It's an individual thing. You grow up with this idea that effort is given by a certain person because, you know, there's various reasons. So I wanted to sort of ask you guys, you know, how we can sort of start relooking, because, you know, we're in a different millennia now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Gen Z, TikTok, you know, kids generation, and they have a very different view to love. Very, very different. I think they are a lot more emotional. I don't know if you guys can agree. Mm-hmm. Emotionally touch, emotionally intelligent. But I think for us as millennials, what do you think we can do to change or just be better at putting more effort into connection?
So I think the one thing is to look at is that, like you said, we're millennials.
Mm-hmm.
We're the gap between the old traditions as well as the modern times.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, though, is that we have to, like, we look at things of like, oh, this is how it was, this is how it always used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then also go to, like, the modern times, like you said, people are emotional. People are more in emotional connection with the others.
Mm-hmm.
And even to that is that relationships that we view are completely different from the way other people view them.
Yeah.
Because we look at it not just from a perspective of, like, what is an emotion between a guy and a girl, but also what is a relationship between a guy and a guy,
yeah,
a girl and a girl.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that we opened the doors to a completely new way of looking at relationships, and what is classified as effort can not just be also, like you said, patriarchal.
Yeah.
It's not always the one person who needs to put all the effort in. It is a mutually beneficial experience that also the other person, the other part of the relationship can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people, like I said earlier, like they come to me, they're like, I don't know what to do. What is it I need to do? What effort do I need to put? What ideas can I get?
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not only you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes even talking about, like, what is that we want to do with our day, can be not only relaxing and a relief, it also makes your connection even deeper.
Yeah, that's so true.
I have to agree. And I think, you know, touching on that sense of patriarchy and really just digging deeper into that, there's also the opposite of that. You know, if you think about Valentine's Day as an example, we think that, you know, maybe the more masculine or dominant personality needs to be the person who's coming more to the party, you know?
Yes.
Your man's gonna buy you flowers, your man's gonna get you chocolates, and, you know, that whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
But it also goes the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as much as your partner is putting so much effort in, effort is also required on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said a little bit earlier, Denisha, it's not it's an individual process.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to put in effort, I need to make sure that I'm putting in the effort.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also that understanding that the other person's also going to put in the effort, right? And I think, like you mentioned, Carlos, the generation that we're in now, we've really been able to open up the concept of what it actually means to have that equality in a relationship, to have both parties bring that sense of effort into the relationship. And it's very different from how, you know, our parents probably were taking into consideration, you know, culture and all of that. But for the most part, how we look at relationships is very, very different. The things that we're willing to accept versus not accept are very different. How we put in effort versus how we don't, that's very different. So, yeah, I have to agree with both of you there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's a good time to be alive, you know, as much as there's so many things going on. But I mean, in terms, like you mentioned, equality within relationship and experiencing a different kind of relationship.
Mm.
So I also wanted to sort of tap into, obviously, the things that people usually do on this day. And like, I know one of you mentioned earlier, it's about the flowers, it's about the chocolates, you know, the grand gestures. But I wanted to sort of discuss more alternative ways in which you can put in effort into that connection. And I was wondering, you know, if you guys know of any ways, yeah, that anybody can put in effort without maybe having to spend so much money. You know, do you guys have any suggestions?
I like to say I'm quite romantic and I'm very sentimental. So it's always the little things that mean a lot to me. So I'm someone who really enjoys love letters. Like, write me a letter. And I'm good, you know.
Yes.
I love, you know, just putting all the cushions on the floor, putting on a cute movie, you know, making some popcorn and just sitting with my partner and spending that quality time together. It doesn't have to be this huge thing, because that connection to me is very different. My love language is very different. You don't have to buy me gifts. I'm not that type of person, right? I am the physical touch kind of person. Like, I love cuddles and kisses and just spending time with someone. Look, everyone is not going to have the same type of experience. Our love languages are different, but there are different ways to make that possible. So for me, it's love letters and cute movies. For somebody else, it might be a small gesture, like going to the park and taking a stroll, or, you know, some people like to go out. That's perfectly fine. What do you think, Carlos?
No, but the thing is actually you make everyone think right now with what you said, that with love language is not just about the big gestures, it's also about the small, the physical contact with a person. And the thing is, we're so, like, let's consider parents, the parents themselves, that they spend so many times taking care of kids and work and everything, that they don't have time to do things. But what would it mean if they, one person just does the chores that the others normally does?
Oh, my word, yes. I think our listeners will agree 100%. I feel like there's, like, ladies out there or even guys are like, yep, that's me. Like, I would appreciate some of that. And I love that you guys are tapping into love languages, because it's really what I wanted to discuss next. So not just in psychology, in life in general, I'm sure everybody's heard about, you know, the five love languages. You might have heard about it in passing, you know, somebody saying, oh no, I'm into, like, words of affirmation, you know, gift giving. But I think as registered counselors, this is our game, you know what I mean? This is our field, this is our industry. And so a lot of the times when our clients come in and they ask us about love languages, we often get giddy, because it's our way of, you know, helping our clients establish connection. And I'm just going to mention, you know, the love languages. It's words of affirmation, quality time, gift giving, acts of service, and then physical touch. And like Nishat mentioned, you know, here's where your identity comes into play and what you like comes into play. And it's important that you know what you like. And if you don't, it's fine. Explore with your partner, you know. Find out, is my thing words of affirmation? I mean, there's quizzes online.
A lot.
Yeah. You know, a lot. But I think when it comes to the five love languages, it's very important to get to know them. Impart them in your relationship. They're really nice tools to use. But I know, sure, let me not speak your ears off. What do you guys have to say about, you know, the five love languages, and how is it important? You know, am I just raving by myself? And how can it help with, like, effort?
I think it's extremely important. I do think that all five love languages happen in a relationship. but there are some love languages that are more predominant than others and some that resonate more with others.
Mm.
You know, I may be a person who enjoys physical touch. That doesn't mean I don't like a gift.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's something important to consider. And like you mentioned, being able to learn about the love languages and being able to take the time to learn with your partner about their love language. Because oftentimes we find in counseling, couples have two different love languages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's oftentimes the cause of conflict. Like one person might need words of affirmation and the other person needs physical touch, and then you know it's like, oh, but you just need to kiss me all the time, you need to hug me all the time, and the other person goes, yes, but you never say nice things to me, and it creates this big conflict. But if you take the time to actually learn each other's love languages, you can learn to connect with your partner better, and you can learn about their needs, their wants, and how each person in the relationship can play their part to make sure that the relationship is happy and healthy. So I think all of the love languages are important, but it is even more important to communicate what your love language is to your partner.
100%, because the thing is, I want to take it from like a law perspective, is that it's also about negotiation and compromise. Because the thing is, just because one thing is not your love language, it doesn't mean it's not the other's. And just like you want them to compromise with you, you also need to compromise yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like saying it's a bad thing, but to give a person, if you're not a very physical person, to give them a hug or a kiss is not, it's not going to ruin your entire life or your person who you are.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And I think you don't lose anything, really, like to be honest. and this is coming from counselors. We know that you don't lose anything when you take note and recognize your partner's love language. Yes, so now and then you're going to have to sacrifice something. But just think about the sacrifice that your partner is willing to make in order to you know, consider your feelings, consider your needs. And so I wanted to close off with that. And I just wanted to ask one last time. do you have or anything to say to somebody who... Okay, we've spoken about love languages. We've spoken about, you know, how if it doesn't have to, you know, involve money and time and grand gestures. But do you have an alternative, you know, suggestion for our listeners to make sure that, you know, they put in effort, maybe with minimal work. You know, some of us don't want to work. but what have you found, whether it's your time counseling or just your personal experience, what have you found that works?
I've actually found that just being present. Because you can do all of these amazing things, but if you're not actually present, if you're not there, then it becomes hard for the relationship to actually function with all those love languages present there. But if you, and I'm not even talking physically present, I'm just talking being emotionally present, being mentally present with your partner. You know, sometimes even just that alone is enough. Like Carlos mentioned, for some people, if you do the chores today, that's the biggest thing you could have done for them. It's the best part of your love language that you could have expressed. And just being present and showing up, I think that's one of the biggest things that I've learned in counseling and really just in my personal capacity as well. So I think presence is really important.
I agree.
No, 100%. And the one thing I've learned from my personal relationships as well as like counseling actually relationships was actually this one saying, love to try will always give you potential. Love to fail will never lead anywhere. And the whole meaning behind it was that if you try and you got it wrong, it is fine. The gesture was there. They recognize the gesture. And you guys can then say, let's try something else. But if you love to fail, that you're just like, what's the point? I'm not gonna succeed in it. Then that leads to a person being like, well, then what's the point of doing anything?
Exactly.
And that can ruin a lot of relationships because the lack of effort, any effort, can strain a relationship.
That's so true. Oh my word, yes. Sure, thank you so much for that, and thank you so much, Nishat, for joining me on this podcast. That is, wow, I really hope you guys enjoyed that. That is just us being vulnerable in this moment, and I thank you guys for that. We hope that, you know, whatever was said in this podcast is valuable to you, and we will definitely catch you in the next one. Do you guys want to say bye-bye?
Bye.
Live happy and healthy.
Live happy and healthy.